USA Radio News.
President Trump after meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
The Republican Party, I can say, and I just left an hour meeting. We had a great time, actually. There was no discussion about anything other than solidarity. We want national security and border security for our country.
The president will now be meeting with Democrats at the White House, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who believes there's nothing wrong at our southern border.
This is a president, you see, that's in crisis. It has so many problems, and it's the old trick, fearmonger, distort, try to scare people.
A new poll came out from Politico that said a vast majority of Americans believe that the United States is facing a crisis or problem at the border. 79% of those surveyed do agree with President Trump's assertion that there is a crisis or problem. A judge is tentatively setting May 6th for Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A news anchor re-ups with his network, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
As Fox News Channel's chief political anchor Brett Baer marks 10 years as host of Special Report, he has also just signed a multi-year deal that will keep him at Fox News past the 2020 election. Baer has been anchoring that show since January 2009, joining Fox back in 1998 as an Atlanta-based reporter. Baer will continue to serve as chief political anchor of the network. According to the Fox News president, Baer will also continue to co-anchor FNC's 2020 election coverage. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Barr is President Trump's nomination to become the next Attorney General. He's meeting with senators on Capitol Hill, including Iowa Senator Republican Chuck Grassley.
I know that you know exactly what the job entails because you were there several years under H.W. Bush.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's last day in office was Monday. He joins Fox News and talks about what's next for him.
I told the president the best thing I can do for him is be in the private sector for a few years. I'm going to help cheer his and Vice President Pence's reelection campaign here in Wisconsin. I'm going to be in the private sector for a while. And who knows, 4 years from now, whether it's governor or maybe U.S. Senator, if Ron Johnson decides not to run again. I don't think at 51 I'm done yet, but it would be nice to be in the private sector for a while and to speak out in things like the president's speech last night, which I thought was a great contrast between responsibility and some two people in particular in response being political and hypocritical. I think the American people can see through that, and I want to be a part of making sure that we keep this president and this administration intact.
Walker next addresses how Wisconsin dealt with illegal aliens.
We said, for example, my predecessor tried to give driver's licenses to people who didn't have legal documentation. We said that's just contradictory. How can you do something like that? How can you provide things like in-state tuition? You're just sending a horrible message to violate the laws of this country, to violate the laws of this state. And so we said very clearly, we believe this is a nation of laws. Certainly it's a nation of immigrants. We want people, heck, we got more jobs than we have people in our state right now. I want people to come here. I just want people to come here legally. And I think that's very much what the president and others are pushing in Washington. It's certainly what many of us as governors were pushing in our states along the way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.